Vanderbilt professor of philosophy David Wood says Jacques Derrida had a profound impact on his life's work, so much that Wood devoted a Thinking Out of the Lunchbox lecture to this philosophy icon, who was known as the father of deconstruction.
Derrida will often then reflect on the words in which we articulate things. And when I wrote that, I thought, okay, can I do it right now? Can I deconstruct what I've just said? And of course, on the words in which we articulate things. And he would say, who is this we we're talking about? Which we are you talking about? You mean we intellectuals? We people at Vanderbilt? We people on the street? Who is the we? You don't have to do this all the time, right? But every so often you think, well, that is a good question.
Deconstruction became such a popular term that Woody Allen even made a movie called Deconstructing Harry. The term refers to the many layers of meanings that one can find in each word, both the obvious ones as well as others shaped by the cultural and historical processes. Wood noted that while some academics and journalists found Derrida difficult to understand, he had a wonderful gift for friendship.
Derrida was a complex man who spent his life making things that seemed simple difficult. For some, this was a crime. But his last words, read by his son Pierre at his own funeral, were as simple as they could be. My friends, I thank you for coming. I thank you for the chance of your friendship. Do not cry. Smile as I would have smiled at you. I bless you. I love you. I smile at you wherever I may be. Well, I'll leave these words undeconstructed.
I'm Anne-Marie Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.